This episode is sponsored by Dwang, who says, "Hi, Alleluid." H.S. Thompson, Frackin' Toaster, Unknown Loner, who says, "How many creepers does it take to change a light bulb?" Jassim, who says, "Minecraft is stupid, but the next day I'm going to be addicted to it." And Spike4995, who says, "Creepers, blue, flying, lasers."
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
Shaft, episode 16, recorded on January 16th, 2011. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have an awesome show. If you watch YouTube videos at all, you will know this guy. We'd like to welcome Ko on the show.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Ko, on the show.
Yay! It's Ko.
Thanks, guys.
Yes. And and you brought quite the crowd, too. We have close to 2,000 people watching right now in the chat room.
We're intimidated by our audience.
Yeah.
We feel incredibly outnumbered.
It's really crazy. And so we'll talk about all of your stuff. You have a couple of shows. You do Ko's Quest and Ko's World. You also actually just did a live stream with Notch.
Indeed, yeah.
So what was that all about?
That was totally unexpected. I don't even know what happened yet because I came straight from there to here. But we were live streaming, and actually we had about 1,600 people. And then somebody named X-Notch started talking in the stream. And we're like, okay, we got an impersonator. We got to ban him.
Yeah, that's we did that too when he came to our chat room. People are like, Notch is in the chat room. And we're like, nuh-uh. And then he tweeted.
Exactly.
It was the tweet that tipped it off, wasn't it?
Yeah, he said, "Oh, I'll tweet this," and so we waited, and he tweeted it. And I don't know where he came from. I don't even know how he knew about it, but
that is so awesome.
He's really cool. He came in and he got on Mumble with us, and we just kind of it actually became like talking about bugs, which made me feel kind of bad. But yeah, he's cool. Came and chatted with us.
I'm guessing it was Easy. Easy probably pointed him towards you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
You think that she's his event coordinator?
Yeah.
Like this is awesome. Check this out.
Yeah, you're expected. Here's your next appearance. Yeah. Go over to this chat room.
Well, that would be a manager, wouldn't it? But yeah. Well, let's get into Journey, and we'll just talk more Ko stuff, because we want to know more about your show and stuff. So let's do this. Journey.
It's so very happy.
It is so very happy. So let's see. In our journey, you know, this is where we talk about our end game stuff, what we're doing.
I want to go first.
You want to go first?
Yeah, mine's kind of boring, actually. I had a rough week because I had the kids, because we were all snowed in, so I didn't get a whole lot done. I did. We were playing on Chaos. Me and Eric were, and we got tired of the way we got back to the main island, and
it's
so
dangerous to swim back and forth. I mean, you get killed.
Eric and I, Eric says, "I'm building a tunnel." And I'm like, "I think I found your tunnel earlier." And it was going a long way in the direction of the central island. Mm-hmm. And so I went and joined him, and we basically started working, building a 2-wide tunnel. And we dug and dug and dug in a straight line until we hit the cuboid, "No, you can't touch this zone." And then we went up. And, you know, we had to go through the underground lake, and that was actually kind of hard. It was flooding the tunnels, and I had to, you know, cobblestone it all up and play, you know, flood preventer. And then, in the meantime, while that was going on, when we first broke into the underground lake, there was all these natives around, and Eric's like, "Ah!" And he just went running off into the underground lake with three natives chasing him.
Oh, man.
And then I came back and finished the tunnel and took it up to the bottom of the sea.
Okay.
And now, like, you can, we're as close to base as you can get.
So do you think it'll last very long?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice little way to get you know, from point A to point B. But I think people are going to find it, and it's going to be insane.
Yeah.
People are going to be barreling through our back door.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Well, and the other thing is all you got to do is, you know, knock out a couple of blocks, and all of a sudden we've got a tunnel full of water.
Yeah. You know? Well, also, there's a bunch of, if you go down this long tunnel, there's a bunch of other tunnels that just people have built.
Yeah.
You know, just arbitrary tunnels. Well, I was going to, I guess I'll just say it. It's spoiling the secret, but I was going to put signs that say secret base A and then have an arrow, and then say secret base B and have an arrow, and try to, like, you know, disillude everyone, you know.
With, like, Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Send the yellow line, go to the wrong one.
Exactly.
Duck season. Rabbit season.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I like how you're thinking, Eric. Uh-huh. The other thing I did, and then it was funny because I was showing Clyde the tunnel, and I love that I'm getting to game a little bit with Clyde Frog again. That's just great.
Yeah.
And so I was showing it to him, and we found an iron vein. And I don't know how much mining you've done on the Chaos server, but when you find a vein, you find a vein. We got close to 200 blocks of iron ore from one vein. And it was the first iron I had found for over 2 weeks playing on the server.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that wacky?
Yeah, they did something different, right? I mean, they used a biome generator.
Now you don't need to find any more.
I know.
Yeah.
Until someone kills you and takes it all.
I know.
Yeah.
I hit it.
It'll be me.
I hit a lot of it. I made some armor. I have my first full set of armor since the one that they gave me when all the people saw me when I first logged on and were like, here, have this, here, have this, here, have this.
You know? Yeah.
So this is my first, you know, set of armor that I made.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, cool.
Yeah, I did that with the armor, and then I auto-walked into lava when I fell asleep.
So. Sweet.
Oh, man.
The other thing I did was I got on to play some single player. Once Minecraft got updated with the new update, I couldn't get on the Chaos server because they want to make sure all the mods are working and everything. And so I started poking around in single player. And I've realized that the reason I don't like single player is because I am boring.
You're boring yourself?
Yes. What I do in single player is I just do these, you know, mining arrays. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, all I do is build those long, skinny tunnels in the pattern you're supposed to build them in. And I spend so much time doing that, that's really all I ever do. And so I'm like, I just realized that I'm boring. I'm a boring single player Minecraft player.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was my week.
So we're not going to see any Let's Plays from Wes?
No. Look, we're going to dig a tunnel, and we're going to go really far. Then we're going to come back, move four squares over, and do it again. Very exciting.
Well, you need an angle. Like, sing a song while you do it or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of like, maybe do the Hudson Hawk thing where you sing a song for a certain amount of time, and then you stop and go the other direction.
Yeah. Or make do the sound effects yourself, like the footsteps. And then the door. You know what I mean? You need an angle.
Well, I don't think anybody's really done like a red versus blue kind of thing yet, you know? Where you have more of a character inter-dialogue thing going on.
Yeah,
We've been talking about that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
Well, have you ever seen that, I think it's like The Mind of Gordon Freeman or something like that? That would be pretty hilarious in Minecraft, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's full of all kinds of joy. That makes me want to go back and watch those right now. So you guys keep podcasting. I'm going to go watch Gordon
Freeman. You want to go what you been up to? Actually, you want to talk about your shows? Just kind of, you know, for those who don't know who you are, just what projects do you work on?
Well, back in September of 2010, I started Ko's Quest, and the deal with that was I never made an LP before, and actually I wasn't really even watching LPs before. And then I heard of CNanner somehow. Like, I joined Reddit, and then from the whole Dig Fallout thing,
right?
And I found CNanners. And I saw this game, and I just couldn't believe it. I didn't know what I was looking at. It just looked really cool. So I went and watched his videos. And then I watched, you guys have probably heard of X.
Yeah.
Watched his. And I watched those all the way up until he stopped. And basically, I just wanted more. And I went looking around, and a lot of the LPs that I saw, they weren't At the time, there weren't a whole lot of them yet for Minecraft, and not all of them were kind of adventure-based. Like, a lot of the other ones at the time were, they were doing inventory edit and putting TNT down and blowing stuff up as big as they could and so forth. So I just decided to try making my own adventure and sharing it. So that's how Coast Quest happened, and I've been doing that since September. And then Coast World is... I just wanted to do something new. I was getting kind of a little bit bored with the single player because it's been a while since we had like significant updates. So, but I was having a lot of fun playing multiplayer with my friends over at Discover. So we talked about it, and we had it in the works for a long time. We finally are doing a sort of multiplayer story.
That's cool.
It's a little looser, though.
Which one do you like doing better?
I'm not sure. I haven't got to play with the update very much, so that might add some more stuff for me to do in single player. But Coast World is really exciting and fun for me right now. I like meeting up with all my friends, and then what's cool about it is that we can actually get stuff done. The hard thing for me is that I work 16 hours a day, every single day, so I don't have any days off or anything like that. So to do Coast Quest, I have to cram each episode into about a 3-hour period each night. And I also try to hit like a daily schedule. So if I want to build a castle, it takes me like 5 or 10 episodes to do it. Or as a lot of people who are watching right now know, that it took me like 10 episodes to do my station. I spent like 10 episodes in the Nether. But with the Coast World, we can all just build a building, and a really nice building, really rapidly, with a farm and, you know, doors and really nice detailing and all that stuff in one episode, basically.
I am impressed by your prolific release amount. I just really don't working 16 hours a day, and you're on episode what, 118, 116?
Yeah, around there.
that's craziness. Are you releasing? How often are you releasing?
Well, I was pretty consistent releasing them daily.
Yeah.
And, well, it started off being easier earlier on in the series because I didn't do as much editing. It's gotten really, really hard lately. I kind of dropped off during the holiday. And then this week has been totally crazy. My girlfriend was in the hospital, so I was out pretty much the entire week with her. So I didn't really get to do anything. But once I started getting into editing them more and being aware that I needed to get more variety of content in, it has become very, very difficult to do that.
Isn't it weird, like, after you start doing something, you're just having fun and you get a lot of popularity, and then all of a sudden you start looking at your own work and you're like, I need to make it better, and you start and really you know, you don't have to, they're in it, you know, but you start getting more demanding of yourself.
Well, that's the thing I'm trying to do, is just trying to keep it fun for myself. And the problem is, and you guys probably know this very well, you look at all the commentary from people, and so I watch that on Reddit. Actually, you know, for everybody who's watching right now, I read every single thing I get. And it makes you really self-conscious, and it kind of drags you away from, like, just playing and having fun.
Yeah.
So lately, that's what I've been trying to do. That's what Coast World is about, is just trying to focus on having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It sounds like you need a manager and an email screener. so you can get more work done, you know?
And if you find one, will you please forward them to us as well?
Yeah. Yeah. So can you describe your fans? I know you have a lot of people that watch your stuff, your live streaming and everything. Like, basically, do you have a lot of, are most of your fans like real, like, hardcore, they'll follow you anywhere kind of thing? Or are they all just like, you know, play Minecraft and that's it, and we don't want you to go astray from that, you know? Or stalkers. Well, you probably have stalkers too, right?
Yeah. Well, it's complicated. I have a lot of younger viewers, for one. And I think the younger kids, they're much more, they'll follow me anywhere. They're just very excited about whatever I do. Mm-hmm. And I think they view it more as a character. I'm kind of like a cartoon character to them.
Yeah.
And that's cool. I like that. And then I have kind of a Reddit following that's separate, because that's where I got started, over on reddit.com/r/Minecraft. That was where I got my first views from. And they seem to be a little bit of the older demographic, and they're just cool. I don't know if they follow me around much. I let them know I was going to be here, so there's probably some Reddit people here. And then beyond that, it's kind of like YouTube people, and they're totally random.
Yeah. Right. Can you name specifically your favorite fans? I'd like to know their names.
Oh, no, no. I'm going to stay a million miles away from them.
Yeah. Nice one. So, so what have you been doing this week, basically? Are you working on anything new? Oh, wait a minute. Are you going to propose to your girlfriend right here on the show or something like that? Didn't I hear that somewhere?
No.
He was going
to. I don't
want to
go into that territory yet. Well, I guess I could do one thing right now.
Okay.
Can you guys read that?
I can't. Hold on.
Oh, nice. Looks like a code.
What is it?
I hope it's readable.
I think it is.
Yeah, yeah. So for the audio listeners, he's holding up a piece of paper with a code on it. You redeem it for Minecraft, am I right? Is that what the code is?
That is actually an alpha code, by
the way.
Nice.
Oh,
nice. One of the coveted final remaining alpha codes.
That's awesome.
Wow.
First one gets it. Someone in the chat room say, I got it. No, everyone's going to say that.
I know. Yeah.
Actually, I have a friend who's going to let me know exactly who got that. So
okay. Sweet.
Very cool.
Wow. Given away here on this show.
Right,
yes,
here.
Indeed.
By Co on the show.
On the show.
What you know?
What you know, see?
So what have you been up to? I see some stuff here under your name for things you did this week, Co.
Yeah. Actually, I forgot, so let me look. Well, actually, this week has been really rather crappy for me, but I did get a little bit of chaos time in, and unfortunately for me, it hasn't been quite as much fun, because whenever I get on, I'm actually just mobbed, so I can't even really leave the spawn.
Well, this is why you have to build a tunnel.
Yeah.
And like follow it. Like, we'll show you where the tunnel is, and we can all sneak down
there.
So
here you
go.
Next time you're going to get on, you need to get in touch with us. We'll run block. We'll stand on the beach by the spawn, and then we'll show you where the tunnel is, and we'll get you out.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the last place I logged off was actually in your base.
Oh, sweet.
Because a video took me down there.
Oh, okay, sweet. Good.
So I should be relatively safe now. And I went down Eric's tunnel, and it's like, it's a normal branch for a little while, but then it just opens up into, like, dude, you've been spending a lot of time in there.
Oh, me? Yeah.
Well, that's where we built the tunnel back to spawn.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a 5x5 tunnel in there, too. Who was working on that?
That might have been me, too. I don't know. Yeah, I spent a lot of time down there. Yeah. I was going to actually recreate the Temple of Doom, like the end, the big one.
Yeah.
And have big massive stairs going up and stuff, and do like, nice, a big skull in the background.
Do you think,
like,
Notch
that
would add Molaram Sudaram as a sound file?
Oh, nice. Well, then I realize it's not a creative server, and I'm like, what am I doing? You know. So,
well, actually, you could recreate the whole, like, the whatever, the blow dart tunnel thing with the dispensers down.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Nice.
But yeah, other than that, I unfortunately didn't get to do too much this week. I did, on the live stream, I poked around. Actually, I guess I could talk about that a little bit. Today what I was doing on live stream was I got on the update finally. I saw some octopi, and I saw the dyes, and that you can color sheep now, which is cool.
Yeah.
wait, so
wait,
like
you can
colors.
Color the sheep as they're walking around?
Huh?
Wait, did I say that? You can color a sheep while they're still alive?
Yeah, you just make some dye, and then while they're walking around, you just whap them with it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's like cool. I made a blood sheep outside of my house to guard.
Creepy.
That's awesome.
And awesome.
And I like the octopi. They're cool. They're kind of creepy at first. They look really strange because they're sticking their legs all together, and they stick them out of the water, and then they've got that kind of creepy mouth thing in the middle.
Yeah, they're animated really well, aren't they? I mean,
yeah. But when you get up to them, you don't really want to kill them, though, because they look kind of cute and harmless, but you got to have the ink sack, so.
Yeah, give me your ink sack, baby.
Mm-hmm. And I like the trees. I actually think the terrain generator is, like, much improved now. I don't know if you guys have generated any new worlds, but it just seems a lot more interesting from the start. Like I've spawned in some very flat new worlds, but this one is just like all forests. It's very hilly, lots of elevation changes. The pools seem to work really well now. And I really like the birch trees and the pine trees. It adds a nice bit of variety that it needed.
Yeah, yeah, the birch trees are kind of weird because it's such a color clash. Like you can see them further away, you know. Like, yeah. What is that white tower over there? Oh, it's a tree, you know. I think it should maybe be toned down a little bit or something. You know what I mean?
Well, I kind of wish that they were like, you know when people stack fence posts?
Mm-hmm.
That seems to me more like that would be an appropriate trunk size for a birch. But then I guess it wouldn't really match the rest of the trees, so.
Mm, yeah,
that's true.
Maybe birch would only give you one piece of wood or one plank or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm getting into our next section.
What's that? Excavation station. Yeah.
Brent!
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
it's going
Brent.
Good. You've been being quiet over there.
Yeah, I'm coming down with a cold, and so my throat's kind of scratchy. So I've been kind of staying away from talking more than I have to. So if you see me piling down cold drops, I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep it quiet.
ODing on the drops.
But this week, I've been playing with some of the new stuff, just single play, because, you know, I got on the PvP server a little bit. But I got back to spawn, and it seems like every time I go back to try to get to the hideout that I get killed by someone. Throwing lava. Have you seen this trick where people walk around with a lava bucket and they throw it at you?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's mean. Yep.
So now there's lava flying around and they run over and pick it back up and then chase after you and throw it at you again.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Dirty.
That's not good.
That's a good technique. Because that's almost an instant kill, pretty much.
I had somebody chasing after me with a flint and steel once. I had no idea why. I was like, what are you doing? But they kept trying to flint and steel me to death.
So, and I wanted to play with the new blocks before the show, so I went ahead and just started, you know, working on the single play stuff a little bit more. And so I've been playing with the note blocks a little bit and the dies. That's some cool stuff. The other thing we did was our server, we're moving currently to a dedicated host. So our old server has become just anarchy, basically.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I gave everybody the item command so they can spawn whatever they want. And the first thing we did was we made a castle that's where you spawn into.
Yeah.
And then it's just like gone madness from there. So,
oh.
I don't know. We may just go ahead and keep this like a 15-player server or something. Go ahead and keep it as like the creative server. But hopefully the new server will be up soon. I know they've been busy with the update on a lot of other servers, so it's kind of slowed things down a bit.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know if y'all have heard about HMod, but he's officially said that he's done with it. I guess he's going to be trying to keep it up to date until Bucket's out. But I just assume is a, you know, plugin writers might not want to spend time on something that's going away. So
yeah.
Until Bucket's ready, I don't know if we want to put the server back up anyway.
Yeah.
But besides that, that's about it. Just that and getting sick.
Getting sick sucks.
What about you, Eric? Have you gone yet?
No. I have been, other than digging our way to Spawn City, which was awesome.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah. The update is by far the coolest thing ever. I love it. I mean, I had to get in there. Like, I wasn't really all that excited about redstone circuits until this week. You know, I mean, the ability to play a song, a sequenced song with redstone was just really enticing. So anyway, I did a video where I made this sequencer that's playing basically looped-based music. Well, I have to say, it's actually a proof of concept. This is a work in development, basically, or a work in progress. Basically, what I did was I made a main circuit with a clock, with a 4 clock, which is the fastest pulse generator, basically, that you can create. And you use that as your main tempo, and then you create sub-circuits that are basically a loop of music. And each sub-circuit has 2 patterns. So you can say, I want to hear loop 2 or loop 1 on that layer. And then in the video, I had each layer has a different color code to it. So I'm working on this thing. I'm going crazy. And I just couldn't get the timing right. So I'm playing around with delays and trying to get the timing right. And the redstone lag was just baffling me. So I thought, I really wanted to get this thing done and see and play it and have everybody go, oh, wow, this is really cool. And it's inspiring, and I want to make my own. Well, at the end of the night, I decided, you know what? I don't think I can get this thing with the precision timing that I need. So I went in game and I sampled each sound, each tone, pitch. So I had a collection of samples, and then outside the game, I sequenced them all together, made a song. So it's legit. It's all in-game sounds. And then I went into the game, unplugged all my notes, and I played the sequence exactly as if I would had the sequencer been working properly. And then I filmed it. The hard part wasn't writing the songs or wasn't getting the circuitry. It was actually getting the choreography of turning on and off and switching patterns through these sub-circuits. So
they're figuring it out.
So I'm sorry. I really didn't try to fool anyone. And me telling you this on the show is just me being honest. I'm not trying to fool anybody. I'm really hoping this would be inspiration enough for people to take on this own, you know, this project on.
Actually, I saw that, and I thought that was pretty awesome because I saw the initial ones that came out, like the Billie Jean, Still Alive, and so on and so forth. And I kept thinking when I was seeing them, like, everybody's doing these sequential things, so you can only do so much of a song, but nobody's doing loops, and you can make clocks with Redstone.
Exactly.
And then lo and behold, it was you that came up with that idea.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. It was like you were DJing there. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the idea of having a control surface where you can just flip these loops on and off, according, you know, and keep that same clock running, that same tempo, is really cool.
Yeah, now all we need is controllable disco lights.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is possible, and I'm still working on it, you know, so I just, you know, I didn't put in YouTube that, I didn't put in all those details in YouTube, which I guess is probably misleading, but anyway, that's that. So
just tell him Herobrine did it.
Herobrine did it. Also, a dead giveaway is the fact that I'm using 16th notes at the end, and it is so hard to get a 16th note sequence like that. So I thought I was kind of giving away towards the end as the song builds up, and then I'm putting all these really fast notes in there. I thought at the end people go, wow, this is really cool. Oh, wait a minute. But nobody did that. Everybody's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. But one day it will be possible. So proof of concept right there. Cool. Anyway, so color blocks were cool. What else did I do? I don't know. That's really all I did was I played around with music and stuff. I did play around on our little temporary server. I built a minecart system over Missing Chunk. I love Missing Chunks. I don't know why I love them so much.
That is pretty weird.
It's totally weird.
I just like creep. I just like trying to peek into them. Like, you know, you got to kind of look. It's just like, I don't know.
I think what we should do is near the spawn point, make a missing chunk.
Like, just create one.
Yeah, just create one, and people be, oh man, this chunk's missing. But you know, we'll know. It's really there.
That's brilliant. We should do that.
It's actually a handy tool on Chaos because you'll be walking around, and you'll see a. Look down inside of a chunk, you see somebody's base down there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
It's a good way to find minerals, too.
Yeah, that's how I found diamonds down in the cave. There was a missing chunk, and someone was digging next to me, and they could just dig through because it wasn't missing for them. But I could just see right up there, I saw diamonds, so I'm sitting there having to, because you can place blocks in the chunk to make them appear.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you put them inside the chunk, you can make yourself a path. And so I just made myself a path and dug up to the diamonds and got them out.
Nice. You know, for the longest time, I thought that was server side. I didn't realize Missing Chunks is totally client. Because I'll see somebody like, Brent, you were following me in the ocean and we're swimming. And I'm like, oh, gotta, you know, avoid this missing chunk coming up. And you go right through it. I'm like, he didn't see that? But, yeah.
You're flying.
Yeah. Well, let's move on, I guess.
Excavation Station.
All right, then. Let's do Ko first. Anything you wish to add to the game if you were Notch, or if Notch was your neighbor and you knocked on his door? Hey, Notch, can you add this to the game real quick? And you woke him up, he's all groggy and mad at you, and then he... Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, so what would you like to add to the game, sir?
Well, and if I'm bringing coffee over to Notch.
Yes.
Actually, I've had a lot of different ideas. Most of them are items, and I actually want to see sort of like Diablo 2 style randomized loot type of stuff. Yeah. and prefixed loot. So, you know, if you were to have in the terrain generator, be able to render or randomly generate like little villages or abandoned castles, goblin villages, I think were mentioned by Notch himself at one point. Mm-hmm. And it would have random loot you could find, like special armor, materials that you can't get any other way, and just generally rare stuff. Because right now, for me, I don't see a lot of reason to go exploring very far. Unless you've just totally, you know, just you have no interest in your local area anymore.
Yeah.
You don't really need to leave. So that would be really cool. I also, a long time ago, I was thinking that it would be cool to have like a shepherd's staff. So you could craft a shepherd's staff and then go like whack a sheep, and then it'll follow you around. You can whack a pig. It'll follow you around and maybe make like a, I don't know, like a pen out of fence or something like that. And then if you get them in there and you whack them again, then they just stay there and then they never despawn or something like that. I don't know.
That's pretty. Wait, what is a shepherd's staff? Is that from something?
It's a little crook, the little crook staff that you, you know, like Bo
Peep. Yeah, it's
staff.
Like a walking stick.
Oh, kind okay, of. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit different from shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
so you're basically enchanting farm animals or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or exactly. Making them fall in love with you maybe would be kind of cool.
I don't really think what we're talking about is animal love here. Well, I really think you're going the wrong direction.
Next, you're going to like creeper babies.
Well, I don't mean like a pig humping your leg or something. I'm talking about like a little heart above them so they love you so much they follow you around. You know what I mean? You know, yeah. Like training or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just be careful how you implement that one.
Right. The humping is optional.
But I kind of think it would be like a good first step towards being able to do like maybe you could add like husbandry to the game. And then you could have. You could kind of automate your farm if you could capture animals and then, you know, breed them together or be able to make a chicken pen or whatever. I guess a lot of the stuff I want to see is expanding what makes the game sort of simulation-y, kind of like the growing of the crops and growing trees and things like that, and also more exploring stuff or more reasons to explore. That's mostly where my thoughts are.
Yeah, I really like the drop idea. It seems like that's a real addictive attribute of World of Warcraft and MMOs in general. It's really like, if I play this for just a few more minutes, I may get item X, or I may not, but it keeps you wondering. And it, of course, is a big reward.
Absolutely. You know, I love the idea of getting together with a little troop on SMP and being able to go out and actually just go out across the land and then find a castle together that you've never seen before. It's completely random generated and it's full of spawners and mobs and stuff and maybe even a boss. And then when you get to the end, you have a chest and there's, you know, +5 armor of the wind or something like that. And you, when you wear it, you can run really fast, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Or helmet of the poop. Poop helmet.
Yep. When you walk, it leaves poop blocks behind you.
Who wouldn't want this?
Wow.
That's cool. That's cool. Let's see. Let's see.
I'll go next.
I'll just keep saying, let's see. Okay, Wes.
I want a pump. I want a device. Maybe you can take, you know, one of the redstone timers that you used on your thing, and then you connect something to it, and basically it'll pump water or, you know, maybe even lava. And
that is a cool idea.
It works like you build like railway for it. You know, you could build like hose and you can take the water and pump it from one place to another, you know, and it'll.
Yeah, like you're actually like a plumber, like making tubes.
Yeah. And the main reason I was thinking about it was when I was trying to dig the tunnel up from under the earth into the ocean, that was hard. There was lots of water coming in and, you know, and I was like, there has to be a way to do this different than just knocking a hole, getting, you know, covered in water and hoping you can get another block up there in time before you get washed away.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you did that, too, because I didn't want to do that.
But that's my idea. I want a pump.
Very cool.
That's a cool idea.
Pump action. I would like to have adjustable note block volume, but basically on the client side. So basically you can set a fixed or a proximity-based volume on note blocks. The reason for that is because a lot of times you'll build a song and it takes a lot of space, especially if you're not doing loop-based sequences. If you're doing a long sequence just built with delays, it's going to go off into the distance and get real quiet, and you won't hear the end of the song unless you're running alongside of it. But if it was a client-side option where you could just say fixed volume for notes, then it doesn't matter where you are on the entire server, you're going to hear the song. So you could really throw a rave or something like that. Everybody would hear it at the same volume. Not to mention it would make filming these things cooler for people recording their music that they make and stuff like that. So it's a little technical.
Totally awesome for trolling.
For trolling? Yeah.
Well, you were saying client-side, though, so.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, playing some really annoying and having everyone hear it, and you can't get it off. Exactly. Where are those notes coming from? Let's go find them and destroy them. Yeah. That's mine. Brinty.
I got a couple that I wanted. They're more out-of-game tools, I guess. One is I want some kind of announcement speaker. I guess that part would be in-game, like where you can put speakers, but where the admins could actually announce stuff like, so you would hear it, like if you're in the game. So instead of having to type stuff out that gets spammed away and you never see it, that it would, you know, you could hear it. And
maybe it says it in that robot voice, you know?
Yeah. And you could do it with signs then. Type it out on a sign and something like that. Yeah, the other way is some way to tweet stuff from in the game. Like when you do stuff.
Well, there's no achievements to be had.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, give us achievements, Notch. Achievements are fun. Yeah. Everybody likes those.
There's a plug-in to do it. But
and on that note, let's put a Gowalla link in there, too. You should be able to say, I'm in Wes's base.
Oh, yeah, so you can location aware.
I'm in Wes's shaft.
Whee!
Pumping out the water.
Yes. You're wrong.
Sorry. So we have some, do we have any call-ins that are playable?
We do, yeah. I just wanted to make a quick note. We got an MP3 from someone that was almost 3 minutes long. That's so long. It's unfathomable. Well, actually, I can fathom something that's 3 minutes. But,
I mean, if it was like a segment.
Yeah,
if
it was
like
a segment.
If it was something that was coherent for that. Even still, that's kind of long. 1 to 2 minutes.
Maybe. But this is for Excavation Station, so it was a very long monologue on how it's built and how it's implemented and, you know, all these things like that. We love when you call in and give us MP3s. It's just that really long ones are kind of weird. Also, another one we got, it was MP3 with copyrighted music being played in the background. Again, we can't use that because all of our stuff has to be legit and we don't want to get in trouble. So, having said that, here's one that I can play.
Hey, guys, it's F35 Man. For something for Excavation Station. And I was just thinking, it was getting towards nighttime, and what I really want is a bed that you craft with feathers, and it regenerates, like, half a health or whatever, and you're invulnerable to creepers. So, but
a place to go sleep and get back your health.
That's very...
Kind of like Oblivion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very RPG or something, you know.
Well, but it's also logical. I mean, that's one thing I was very you know, I was down in our base hanging out, and I had half a heart, and I didn't want to go up and hunt down any pigs or steal any of, you know, you guys' crops that you were working on. So it's like, I can either go up and fight for stuff, but, you know, like, there should be a way for me to slowly regenerate back if I'm not in any kind of conflict, even if it's a long-term kind of thing.
Yeah.
In single play, do y'all think it would kind of hurt the atmosphere in the gameplay if you had a bed like that that fast forward time a certain amount? So, like, if you went to bed when night started rolling around, it would, like, take half of that away, and you could go back to sleep and take it all away? Or do you think that would mess up gameplay?
Huh.
Might be a bit of a game breaker.
Yeah.
So is real time elapsing? Like, you actually have to walk away, go AFK for 30 minutes?
No, like, it'd probably be some kind of animation of you getting in bed and put on the covers and, you know, listening to our podcast while you go to sleep. And then you'd wake up and listen, you know, a rooster would crow and you'd be up.
Nice.
Well, to make the Oblivion analogy again, it might be cool to be able to say how long you want to sleep. You know, so there's a limit to it. You know, maybe you just want to sleep for a little short period of time.
Oh, an alarm clock.
But I definitely think that if you do that in an SMP game, you should not be immune to death. Like, if you go to sleep in a bed and a creeper walks up on you, big ba-boom, you know?
Yeah.
Or me.
Yeah, or
Brent. And I want your iron armor.
Brent starts creeping
on you.
Stab
you in the face. Throw a little bit of lava on you.
We have one here from Richard who wants concrete. Pourable, spreadable, hardens after a certain time, makes forms and fountains.
That's kind of interesting.
I like
BJS Nog says, I think that cows and pigs should fall asleep periodically and lie on the ground. And if you walk near them or punch a tree or something, the cow or pig would wake up and run away and try to hide.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah, that's definitely, we need to get cows and pigs that go to sleep and cows and pigs that fall in love with you. Hey,
and cows and pigs that sleep with you?
Well, yeah, with the bed thing, yeah. They could just kind of cuddle up right next to you and go to sleep. And
then in the morning, you cook them up for bacon.
Well, when you wake up, they don't love you anymore.
Because they were busy loving you all night.
Right, and then they're gone. They leave a note, and you're like, oh, and you're all distressed out.
And they're like, I'll call you, I promise.
Dear Steve.
Minecraft hot coffee.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, God. Well, we got another one here from ZBDB. It says, I'd like to see effects happen when you do certain things, like placing another portal would make a noise and set fire to a few blocks around it. Little atmospheric things that also affect gameplay.
ZBDB. Sorry, it sounds like a robot or something. That's awesome. I totally wasn't even listening. Place another portal.
Like when you wake up with your pig and he's still alive, he makes a little oink oink sound for you.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you put it in terms I can understand. okay, well, let's go on to Glass Armor.
Hey, Jeff. My name is John. I'm just calling because I have sort of an obnoxious idea for Excavation Station. So, of course, gold armor is, you know, kind of a gag because, as well as the gold tools because, you know, they are just as durable as wooden ones. But, you know, for those people who would be playing in eventual hardcore mode, the kind of people who like to show off on YouTube, I think that a kind of a obnoxious contribution to the game or addition to the game would be glass armor that you can craft that would actually do more damage to you if you got injured. That's about it. All right. Bye.
I don't know what that...
well, I'll take it one step further. Maybe it's not... maybe you can't tell it's glass armor, and this is some stuff you find in a randomized loot stuff, so it's cursed armor.
Hey. Well, cursed armor would be cool.
And you put it on, and you can't take it off until, you know, someone does enough damage to break it or something.
Okay, I like that. I like that, because... Why would you want the glass armor?
Well, the same reason people make gold armor. It's just, it's bragging rights.
Leather. Yeah.
It's bragging rights, you know? It's, I went through this whole level and killed X number of creepers, and I was wearing glass armor.
Yeah, or it's just a way to mock someone. It's like, yeah, dude, I killed Wes wearing glass armor. You know, like, he wouldn't even,
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Butter armor.
Slipping and sliding. Let's see, what's next?
Jimmy Kunkel says he wants another crafting table, but larger. I think we've talked about something like this before. Mm-hmm. 5x5, maybe, then it would be realistic to make larger items, such as cars, planes, wrecking balls, and Charlottes.
Yeah, build your own Charlotte. I kind of like that as an additional crafting table. You know, certain things can be... I mean, already you have that. You have two levels of crafting tables. You have the one on your person, the four bank... you know, and you can only create certain things. Then you got the bigger one, and then you got the huge one. I like that too. I would love to have a crafting table dedicated to just circuitry as well, or like music making. That would be kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
All right. Let's see.
Do you want sliders? Like maybe slider blocks that you could slide back and forth and do.
So I could do like fades and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's sweet. Yeah. Yeah. Knobs. I would just like a knob, something you can twist. I don't know.
Cool. Wiki.
Yeah. And cowbell.
Well, that
cowbell
would be
box.
That would be kind of cool if you could make some kind of a sliding, or pivoting system, so that you could make like real secret walls and stuff instead of having to destroy the earth blocks that are covering up your base. You know,
yeah.
You make them hinged, you know, so that you hit them and it opens like a door.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or they slide, you know, along a track, and you make a little track, and you hit them one way, and you hit them back the other way to close the door.
Yeah, I guess the same motion that sand makes in gravel when it falls, you know, just kind of slides down.
Yeah,
it would be sliding left and right. That's pretty good.
You want to read one of these, Go?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. We were up to Astro.
Yeah.
Astro Iden wants a tool that removes more than one block at a time. I think that's called TNT.
Ah, that's true. So what would this be, like a bulldozer or something? Because I think, Brent, you wanted something like that. You're into the diesel-powered tractors and stuff.
I only ever get to cuddle up with them at night when I go to bed.
Right.
I think something like this, as a drawback, maybe it only works for one thing. Like, maybe you can make a plow that will, you know, carve up entire lines of earth, you know, but you got to have a cow to pull it, and it's, you make it on a 5x5 table, and it's a big thing, and basically you can use it to just carve up a bunch of earth really quick, but it only works on dirt, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe stone is a jackhammer.
Yeah.
And you make it.
Speaking of farming, do you think we'll ever see, like, where you could grow cotton instead of having to hunt down animals?
That would be pretty cool.
Ah.
It would certainly help the ethical treatment animals people.
Ethical treatment.
I don't like what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
Well, what if we do that last call and move on?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. We got one about icebergs. Iceboigs.
Hey, it's Rico with an idea for excavation station. I heard you talking about ice picks, so I thought about icebergs in snow biomes. Yeah, that's it.
I actually like that idea a lot.
That's cool.
I think it would be cool to make a base in an iceberg.
Yeah.
Well, not to take something from Brewster's Millions here, but maybe you could put like a motor on the iceberg and drive it around.
Oh.
How does that relate to Brewster's Millions?
Because it was one of the ideas the guy brought in. They were going to
the
big motors on the iceberg.
Best movie ever.
Or maybe when he gets when he makes balloons, you can put balloons on it and have a flying iceberg that goes through the sky.
James and the giant floating iceberg beach
thing. Stuff.
You guys are weirdos. Okay, let's see. What are we going to do? Okay, so that was cool and good. And lovely. Let's do this.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
In the news this week, we got the Texture Pack Grand Prix has selected their winners.
Yes.
That was a texture pack from way back, held by Web Holland and Mojang. Mojang? Mojang. Mojang? Mojang. I say it all the different ways, so I'm not wrong. That's so cool. So now we have a bunch of new things to choose from. I need to do some texture swapping. I need to do some stuff because I'm all default all the time.
I'm still afraid to change it. I'm afraid I'll like it, and then there'll be a patch, and I won't be able to use my skin, and I'll be all upset, and I'll feel like I'm not playing the same game, and I'll be sad, and I'll call Brent, and I'll cry, and I'll call you, and I'll cry.
That's true, yeah. Stick with the defaults so you're not all crying on the phone all the time.
Yeah.
Also, Minecraft has sold 1 million copies.
Woo!
Yay!
That is craziness.
And also, the 1 millionth user got a special cape. So congrats to AkronMan1, who has a cape, and it's cool. We'll link to the picture if you haven't seen
it
already.
That's awesome.
It's cool. It's like a
it's very cool, a
golden star sun thing. It looks like it's from Mario Sunshine or something. You know what I mean? Those little stars.
Yep.
But the big news this week, of course, is Minecraft Beta 1.0 was released. I got to say, this is my favorite update so far. Across the board. I mean, there's so many new things. Note blocks, of course. 15 wool dyes. We got new, you know, the squid. We have new trees. We've already talked about all this stuff in the show. Reeds magically turned into sugar canes, They still craft into paper, but you get the sugar for the cake that they added as well. And the cake is so cool that you lay it down. It's like a sun well. Is that what it's called?
Light well.
A light well. A lol well.
Lol well, yeah.
and wow, you lay it down and everybody can get healed. It's so cool. And then they added, of course, the sheep thing. You know, black sheep and gray sheep can walk around.
And evidently you can make pink sheep and orange sheep and red sheep.
So I'm totally doing indeed. That next time. You know, had I known that for the rave video, I would have made a bunch of different colored sheep and just had them all raving out. I didn't know. So, also skeletons drop bones now, that you make into bone meal, which is crazy. Also dispensers. That's a bit need a dispenser here. those things are crazy cool. And also lapis lazuli, which is the natural blue dye that that is actually found in the earth, and it's for reals. They use it for body paint and cave paintings and stuff way back in the day before people were speaking English.
Isn't it pronounced lazuli?
Maybe.
Lapis
I like
lazuli.
I like lazuli.
I like lazuli, too.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. Lapis lazuli. Lapis lazuli.
This show's educational.
I think it's lazuli.
It's me. Lazuli. Lapis lazuli.
You know what I learned this week? In typesetting, you're not supposed to put two spaces after a period. Anyway, moving on.
I saw that.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. And, of course, there was a bunch of fixes and things like that. Of course, there will be. But crazy. I mean,
this is huge. This is awesome. A big update.
It's the best ever. Well, what is your favorite thing about this update, Co?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's the variety in the terrain generator is my favorite thing because it's slowly becoming more interesting. And also, it's weird how this update wasn't really promoted and really kicked the crap out of the Halloween update.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
I've got to say, my favorite thing was the paintings working in multiplayer.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I just love the paintings, and I just was never able to do it in multiplayer because you know they'd fall off the wall and not work. But yeah, now it's like on the PvP server, it's all my little underground base has paintings all over it.
Yeah, it's great how you can knock them off and put them back, and it'll change. You know.
Yeah, because the first one I put up was the one with the creeper staring at you, and I was like, okay, no, I can't be having that one. I'm going to crap my pants and make poop blocks.
Yeah, I like the 2x2 paintings because they're so big. That's what she said. I don't know. Awesome. Of course, my favorite thing, of course, is the note blocks. It's got to be the coolest
thing. I think that the note blocks are going to prove to be the most innovative aspect of this.
Yeah,
we have not even seen the beginning of it yet.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
We're going to see crazy stuff on YouTube, I guarantee.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, and maybe, hopefully, we'll get more notes, and also the redstone lag, it'll be, we need better precision. But I keep asking for that. Every segment I ask for that, so sorry. I'll ask for it again next segment. Let's talk
about... Just driving it home.
Yeah, let's go into... this thing.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
Yes, very intense. So this is a cool thing that Satori Love and her helpers made on the Creative Discover server, The Hideaway, a Minecraft winter village. Amazing. Amazing stuff. Satori Love makes the coolest things ever. This is just blows me away. I mean, have you guys seen this yet?
I started to watch it, and I was like, this is kind of cool, but I guess I just didn't watch far enough. I guess I wasn't in the right mood for it, because I just was like, okay, I see that.
Oh, okay.
And actually, I'm in it, I think.
Yes, you are in it a couple of times. It's so funny. There's like a toy shop. There's like a line to see Santa Claus. It's all Christmas. Well, part of it is Christmas-based. I think she tried to get it out for Christmas, but it's a big lodge. It's like a ski lodge. There's a sky lift and stuff. I mean, it's really... impressive.
It's awesome. And actually, some of those toys, I think, were user contributions. Other players on the server made some of those, like the helicopter. I'm sorry. I know that they're probably watching now and going, say my name. I don't know who made them, unfortunately.
We have no idea how that works, what you're saying right now.
Yeah. There's a ton of credits at the end.
We used to get in so much trouble for not mentioning the right names.
I know.
Oh, one piece of trivia about the Hideaway that's kind of nuts, and I don't think Satori actually mentioned it, is that was before snow biomes. So that's completely, that entire snow biome was laid out by hand.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Did not know that. Did not know that. Also, we have the Minecraft Fun with Eggs version 2. And this is really cool. It's like just a big wall of dispensers that go way up to the ceiling of the sky. And they shoot eggs. And then the eggs start hatching. And there's like probably hundreds of chickens as a result of all the eggs hitting. It's just, it's wacky. It's a cool thing.
That is awesome.
And also we have the Minecraft Galleries Minecraft Music YouTube playlist. Basically, this week I've probably seen over 100 musical-based Minecraft videos, because I'll do a search for music note and Minecraft on YouTube and say, and sort it by upload date. So you just hit refresh and there's 20 or 30 new ones to watch, you know? So I was trying to keep track of all the really good ones, but I noticed that Minecraft Gallery has done exactly that. So we're just going to link to this playlist that gets you things, such hits as Portal, you know, the Portal theme, the Billie Jean, the Tetris song, Mario. Oh,
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses?
Yeah. Now, Simpsons. This is, the music blocks were just ingenious. I mean, if you think about how many people are going to make videos now with songs, and that people are going to find the songs because they like the songs, and then they see the game, and then they turn around and buy the game because, hey, that's cool. You can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ingenious, mm-hmm. and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
And also, Easy linked this in the forums. It's an awesome skeleton battle between two skeletons fighting it out. And it is the coolest thing you'll see ever.
Ever?
As far as battles, like mob battles.
With skeletons.
But it,
in
it's,
Minecraft.
It's got to be the best.
On YouTube.
They put like this adventure music behind it and stuff. And they see, I mean, it's just two skeletons like fighting it out. It's really crazy. So you have to check out that video. So, and that was sightings. And up next is...
resources.
All right, baby. We're actually kind of light on the resources this week, but these are a couple things that I found very useful. Note conversion table. This was made by Cooking Fat. I found this in the Minecraft forums. It's basically a chart that shows you the number of clicks per note, per tone, and it relates to a keyboard, so you can actually, you know, if you're recreating a song, it's as easy as finding the tablature or the notation or whatever. But then it ended up in the Mindopedia, so you'll probably find it anyway. But and also the redstone circuits on Mindopedia is so helpful, very awesome. And also EnvEdit was updated, which I was very happy about, because I knew that doing the rave thing, I wasn't about to legitimately get all that wool and all that, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I used EnvEdit, and then it was all weird and freaky. So I did an update. I was like, okay, wow, that's quick. So all the new blocks, even the lapis lazuli is in there.
Lazuli,
which is very neat. So that is pretty much resources. And we'll move on. And
Frank's and beans.
Frank's and beans.
Here's a wonderful new bumper from John Maz, and he sent in a couple in the past. And here's his latest, and it's great.
Listener contributions is real cool, and I like to listen while I go to the bathroom.
Isn't that great?
Mazzy, we love you.
Yes. Excellent.
He almost sounded like he was going to say, Frank said beans.
Oh, well, so...
our first one is from Awesome Sauce. He says, isn't it a pain to have to race through a huge cavern system to claim your stuff back? Yeah, I think so too. Wouldn't it be great if the monster that killed you would pick your stuff up and keep it safe? Then the mob would stalk you back to your home, spawn some minions, and a huge boss fight would occur once you wipe them all out with your amazing skills. You get all your stuff back.
Holy crap.
I think only if they get to put it on and use it against you.
Yes, that's what I was thinking too. You know?
A creeper with a diamond sword coming at you.
Yeah. You know, or a skeleton with armor on, and then, you know, he builds an arrow dispenser and...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And dyes a few wool.
Yeah.
A sheep.
Yeah. And he sends...
Notch isn't listening right now.
He sends the sheep out after you.
And then he snuggles with them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to see a spider snuggling with a sheep? I mean, it wouldn't look like snuggling, and it probably wouldn't be okay for, you know, a PG crowd, but it would be fun.
Yeah.
No? Okay, so here we got one from December. It says, can you change the sound files in Minecraft? As in, replace a chicken walk with a fart sound.
Yes, because that's definitely what we should do, right?
I don't know, can you?
Bird.
You can, shoot. But it's a big headache. It requires doing a lot of, you know, hacking up the source and stuff. Like, right now, you basically can take the original sounds from the game and do whatever you want with them. They're OGG files. The sound effects and music, they're all there. You can just grab them. But if you try just simply replacing them, they don't get inserted into the game. Because I've tried. I would love to do a sound pack. But there is an add-on that you can get. Just do a search for some sort of ad replacement or sound replacement thing. But I hear that it keeps breaking because of updates. So I would just totally hold off. Just hold off until it's an official supported
one. Yeah, I mean, he's textures seems to be in support of that. So why not support a change in sound files later on?
That'd be sweet. I
see probably coming.
And he's probably trying to prevent farty chickens.
Well, but if you like your chickens farting.
Well, the thing is, it's client side too. It's just like a texture pack. So you won't be annoying people with like farting chickens.
Yeah.
You know.
You'll be annoying my sense of decency.
Yeah, you'll have a bunch of Doom packs going around.
Yeah.
Probably some, you know, Duke Nukem
Zeldas
packs
and stuff.
Yeah.
Minecraft is classy.
Yeah.
Yep. Creeper shows up. It's me, Mario.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
Completely silent before that, though.
Yeah. And then it's like,
it's me, Mario. Ah.
I just happen to have that on hand. Okay, let's see. What is next here?
Maybe cows could go.
Or maybe like.
Exactly.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Up next, we have Blake Cat. He says, if you could add one big mob to Minecraft, what would it be? By the way, love the show. One big mob?
I won't, after playing with the giants, which are, you know, just the big zombie guys,
yeah.
I want to see, like, various giants, like hill giants and you know,
snow
ice
giants.
And,
abominable snowmen?
And the different biomes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just remember stepping into EverQuest for the first time. That was the coolest thing, seeing the giants walking through, and you had to stay away from them because they would kick your butt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Unless you were a dwarf, apparently.
Maybe there's dire versions of every like animal. I mean, you can have like a dire spider and a dire cow, and
we still might get dragons. I mean, Notch didn't say no to dragons, did he? I know. No.
Actually, he said dragons himself on I think on one of his YouTube videos. It says he wants to add those in the future, maybe.
He also mentioned poop blocks when he was in our chat room, but I don't think he's going to add those.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see like a tremor-like monster.
Oh, a digger. You know?
Creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I think
and then
that's...
you can hide out underground with your elephant gun.
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. I think that's up Notch's alley, too. He likes those creepy things.
So, Shapoit says, I was wondering how to install mods in Minecraft. And I am not the one to answer this. Someone else must answer it, but I will continue talking till someone rises to the occasion.
Well, that's another
read
one
the
of those.
Read me.
Yeah, totally. Read the readme. They're all different. Usually it's some jar file and you put it in there. If it's a patch, you got to run it, and then it patches your software.
And then some of them have like a short book that says extract the jar and then pray to a certain god. And
yeah, stand on one foot, close one eye. But yeah, so I would just read the readme.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read this one, Co?
Oh, gosh.
From Mr. Ran with a W.
I got to follow up the document.
It's hard.
Oh, wait a minute. This is something that... Scrolling is this hard. This is more of a visual thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's just move on.
That one.
Yeah. Oh, look. This next one's good.
What's that?
If you were stuck on an island, what would you bring with you?
Oh, God.
He would bring 9 planks to build a bench and a boat.
See, I think I would save space and just bring a boat.
Yeah, that's a good
so
plan.
You could leave?
Yeah, yeah. I'll see you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anybody's goal is to actually be stuck on an island, right?
I mean, if you're stuck there and you can't leave, I would probably just bring music notes because it would give me something to do.
Is this the Lost Island now? So you've been having a boat you can't get off?
Yeah.
I think I would just dig down and then dig towards shore, you know, under the ocean. And
yeah. I was going to say, to be honest, so like, in Minecraft, being stuck on an island really isn't really being stuck on an island.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't mean in Minecraft because he didn't say that. Maybe he means in real life.
Could you see anyone building a real boat with less than 9 planks?
Oh, he's bringing 9, though.
Well, I know, but part of it's for the bench. So we got to assume, you know.
Well, okay, I would bring a laptop with Minecraft on it.
Okay.
There you go.
That's mine. That's mine. All right.
And where are you going to plug it in?
That's
Redstone.
Right. Redstone, baby.
Anyway.
I just bring Notch.
There you go.
I'd be like, dude, can you make us some cool stuff?
Oh, God.
I demand entertainment.
Let's see. We got much more.
Oh, no. Poop blocks again?
Yes, there is a lot more. Should we just hang out and talk to Co a little more? Should we just?
We can do a couple more of these. Let's go down to the line. We got 2 more. Let's go down to the line.
Okay.
Well, I'm caught up now. If you want me to do the next one,
yes, yeah, do it.
Do it. Citharl the Despairing.
Despairing.
On one of Minecraft Chick's videos, she reset her Minecraft world until she got one that she liked. I tried this myself and found it to be quite an interesting strategy to find a more hospitable world. Have any of you tried this for yourselves, or are you all against it?
Despairing.
Despairing.
Despairing. Disparage.
Awesome! Anyway, I have not done that. I usually don't quit playing in a world until something's wrong. Like, I am not happy with my base placement. I kind of want to start fresh. But I've never, like, had a world and then, like, left it and started a different one just to have a better place.
I don't really get the whole starting new worlds. Because I have 2 worlds. One, I started and I built a tower, and then I dug down through my shaft in the tower because I didn't realize that things spawned in the dark yet.
Yeah.
And so I was down there digging and came back later to a skeleton who killed me. And then I started a new world when I realized what had happened. And that's my one world.
Oh,
like,
really?
I don't see... to me, it's like my single player is where I do everything and experiment, and I would hate to then start a new world and not have any of the stuff that I've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have kind of a similar view, because to me it seems kind of... It's very spawn-centric to think that way. Like, when you spawn into a world, and you're like, oh, I don't like... Well, there's 8 times the surface of the Earth around you.
right, yeah.
But I do kind of get what they're... Spawn is kind of special because that's where you end up, and typically I think people like to build their bases near spawn, so that might be why... Like, maybe they just keep, make a new world until they find one that they think is habitable.
Well, let me ask y'all this. Y'all, and I just thought about this, my spawn is... It's near my base because, you know, you die and you don't have to run too far away. Mm-hmm. Why didn't I build my base around my spawn? Did y'all build your base around your actual spawn?
No. Uh-uh.
I did. I spawned in my living room.
Doesn't that make more sense?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what it is. I made that mistake too at first, the first couple times I played. I think it's because you're not thinking about it right after you generate the new world.
Right.
You're like looking around, it's exciting. Ooh, there's a cave. Ooh, there's a cliffside. And
right.
And then it's nighttime, and oh, I'm screwed. And so you have to build a house there.
Yeah. Well, here's what I do if I need a new area. Like when I was looking for a place to build the sequencer, I knew that I wanted big flat ground, you know, something that looked interesting and cool. So instead of just wandering off in some direction, I kept building portals until I came out in a really cool area, And then I was like, okay, this is where I'm going to build the sequencer. You know?
Do you put signs on your portal so you know where they go to?
No, but I should if it starts getting out of hand. It's just all in my head, but, you know, if I walk away from that map too long, I'll probably forget. So, yeah, I should do that.
I'd be afraid of leaving all those tiny tunnels behind that I built and was so pleased
with. You can still go back through the portal.
And it's like I just did something on my single play where I told you I'd had those portals that spawned out in the middle of nowhere when that bug was around.
Yeah.
Well, I went to go check just to make sure they went to the same place, but I didn't want to like zone in and die because there's a gas sitting there and it went to someplace new. So I built a chest and put all my stuff in there, and then went through and it was the same place. But I came back at the original portal, so now I'm like, I don't really feel like running back out there and getting my stuff from that chest.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Yeah, that really ticked me off with the portals.
Yeah.
I made a whole new base and I thought it was really far away. Put a portal in there, comes out at the other base, not in the way that I won, by the way.
All right.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Let's see. What were we doing? We're doing a podcast about Minecraft, weren't we?
Let's see. Varys here has one that says, did you know that gold is a better armor material than leather? Leather has 49 uses, while gold has 96. While it is true that iron is stronger and more common, gold can be good when in a pinch, and quite honestly, it just looks cool.
Wow.
Oh, I've been lying all this time.
Yeah, I did not think it was that good. I would think leather would not be as good as gold.
Well, that's one thing I noticed with the wood, man. You can dig so much longer with wood now. I don't even mind using it as a tool.
Yeah. All of my stuff on this Discover server is gold, I think. Well, maybe not now. Because, like, the first thing I couldn't find iron at all. I could find gold like crazy. And I'm like, well, it's better than nothing. So I'm walking around with a gold sword, a gold full set of armor, and everybody's laughing at me. So then I go home
actually,
crying.
You know what I heard today is that gold tools are faster. They're less durable than wood, but they're faster than wood. Or I guess faster than any other tool.
Oh,
so you
really?
Can just plow through stone.
Hmm. Hum, hum, hum.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about it, my good man.
Cheers.
Indeed. Where's my monocle?
Okay. Do we have a bumper for this next section? Did you do that?
No, I don't have it yet, so you'll have to improvise.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah,
here we go.
We're ready.
Housekeeping.
Oh, who's looking at the door?
Housekeeping.
Who's looking at the door?
You got me in for pillow?
I'm not ready.
Housekeeping.
You come back later.
All right. Awesome, dude. So this is a segment where we just talk about in-house kind of stuff. What is this first? Oh, yeah, iTunes was totally screwed up. It was insane. But now it's okay.
Yeah, I noticed that
it got better.
I noticed that our episodes got reversed.
15 wasn't showing up. All the episodes had the same date on it,
yeah.
So they were just randomly shuffled in there, and it was all crazy. Sorry about that, guys, but you can find 15 on there, and we're back on track, I think, right?
Yeah, this is what happens when you try something new. We had hosting issues, and we decided to, instead of deal with our host who was telling us to fix stuff every day, we went to free and went to Blogspot, and it actually, we were scared we weren't going to be able to do it because it messed up all our episodes, and we went and figured out what was the cause and did some changes, and now they're back. And we actually couldn't be happier using Blogspot as a front end now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's free. Cool. So, you know, we were worried about, I mean, especially having Co on the show and Paul Source Jr., all these people. It's like you guys bring in bigger numbers. One day we'll have Notch on the show, and it'll just, the website will go up in flames. So I think it'll take the brunt of any kind of punishment now.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, so
as
if
a
you...
weird side note, people were asking me to fix your iTunes.
Well, did you? I don't think you did you?
Okay, I have something to say, Eric. Really co-fixed our iTunes for us.
Oh, you did? Oh, thanks, man. Sweet. You got our back. Sweetness.
Hey there, Nico.
Oh.
What's that?
His dog went running behind him.
Oh, okay. let's see. Next up on housekeeping, is that about it? Oh, yeah. Do we want to say don't email us about issues with the server?
Yeah, well, it goes in line with, we do get a lot of emails, but we also get a lot of emails that are like, hey, add me to your server, or hey, your server's down, yeah. And things like that. It's just better to post that on the forums. That way it can be posted once and we can either answer there and everybody sees it.
Yeah.
We just can't spend the time to reply to things like that. And so I hate to think that someone emails and is just like, oh man, they don't, you know, want to reply and tell me what's wrong. It's just...
Yeah,
we don't have the bandwidth, honestly. I mean, the like time.
Yeah.
But we do try to stay on the forums and let you know what's going on there. So, keep it on the forums.
I am going to, this evening, try to put all our RSS feeds into my copy of Google Listen to try to get our podcasts on Google Listen. If after this episode comes out regularly, I would love it if some people would do like searches for The Shaft. Because I'd like to see whether like demand for something in the search engine makes them like link it professionally. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like put it up as a selectable option with icons and all that good stuff.
Right.
So,
game
that sounds
system.
Cool.
So that's what I'm gonna try to do.
And also, Co, do you have any housekeeping, any little things, announcements, anything going on with your site that's gonna change or anything?
Yeah, I have. Two announcements. One is I'm going to release my world map sometime soon.
Oh, wow.
Because a lot of people have been asking for that one for a long time.
This is the one with the new minecart system you've been working on?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very so crazy. It'll be the latest one. And then if I do anything else, I'll probably keep releasing updated revisions of it. And I expect to see funny videos and all kinds of goofy stuff on my map.
Awesome.
And then announcement number two is, this one's a little bit more of a maybe, but we are going to be taking auditions for people to join us on Co's World.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Not sure how we're going to do it yet. It might just be like a temporary guest thing, or it may turn out like, if it works out well, maybe it'll be somebody who joins permanently. It'll be audition videos on YouTube.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that's a neat way to do
it. If you ever have guest visitors, let me know. I'll come in for a night and poke around.
That would be totally awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, we just do it on Mumble if you ever see us in there.
Okay. So. Cool.
Sweet.
So, speaking of, I've never actually used Mumble. We're big, you know, from the Ventrilo and TeamSpeak era. How is that compared to Vent and TeamSpeak?
It's amazing. I was really surprised. I hadn't heard of it before Minecraft, and for some reason it kind of came up with Minecraft. Mm-hmm. And it's open source, so it's completely free. I don't have to run your own server, which is really, really nice. But there's no lack of quality compared to TeamSpeak and Ventrilo. In fact, it might actually be better. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I probably just pissed off the Ventrilo and TeamSpeak people.
That's okay. They don't count anymore.
Well, and what's your email again so they can send that your way? No.
That's cool. Yeah, the overlay with Mumble is probably really the big way to go. That's going to push you over if you're indecision.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It is very neat, and it's very configurable. So if you haven't used Mumble yet, if you like it for the overlay feature, you can do a lot of cool stuff with that. You can change the position. You can change how it looks. And actually, one thing a lot of people don't know about, I just recently found, is you can actually set it to only show the person who's talking instead of having a whole long list.
Oh, nice.
So it's very handy.
That is cool. Well, okay.
Well, we got to say a big, huge thanks for joining us today on the show.
Yeah, right back at you. Thanks for having me.
The numbers here are, I'm still agog. I mean, this is just crazy. We were excited. I think we had 200 people last week, and we're like, wow, look at that. We've got 1,500 people in our chat room this week.
We have 1,800 watching the show.
That's craziness.
Yeah. I like to bring a posse with me.
Very cool. Yeah, we would like to do, have repeats. Like, I don't think we're going to, you know, you get one time on the Shaft, man, and if you blow it, you blow it. You know, but like we would love to have you back on the show. We want to have Paul Swords, Luckland, you know, I mean, so we're not going anywhere, so.
Yeah, we have a nice little, community going on.
We are family.
All my Minecraft players and me.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice save.
Awesome. Oh. Well, cool. I guess we're going to have some fun with an after show here, but I guess it's time to close her up. And thank you so much for all the iTunes reviews. I read every single one, and I got called out again, by the way, from someone who bet me $30 that I didn't read it, but I did, and I screenshotted it, and I tweeted the picture. Yep. I see everything. And thank, thank you for your $30.
I read that one, too. I don't know if that bet was for two people.
Hey, we can split the 30 bucks.
You might owe 60 bucks.
I read it twice.
Oh, that's we're up to 120 bucks. Man, we're going to bankrupt this guy.
Nice. And so also, be sure to watch our shows on YouTube. We do post those up there now. We've got a channel up there. Speaking of, we got a couple contests coming up soon. We've got some giveaways we're going to do, some for a iPod Miners Wear Cool Shoes app.
Yeah.
We're going to do those on our site, on the show, and on the Twitter feed. And we also have some, I believe, some alpha codes that were donated that will be given away.
Yeah, so the cool shoes, that's what we're going to tweet out. We're going to tweet those codes out, right?
Yeah, so okay. Follow us on Twitter, and you'll see some of those there.
Yes, we are The Chef Podcast on Twitter. And, of course, you can follow Co-Star, right? Is that your Twitter?
It's actually Coast Quest.
Oh, Coast Quest.
Yeah. Right. A lot of people have been following my Co-Star Twitter, and I put a message on there now that says, go away.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't come here.
Everybody needs their own personal account, but that's Coast Quest.
Speaking of, there's somebody in chat named Coast Quest, and it's not me.
Imposters.
And to the chat room people.
And your website is?
CoastQuest.com.
.com. I just didn't want to get it wrong.
.com.
Yeah, CoastQuest.com is where you can find Co. And probably you're going to find Co hanging out on the Discover servers. They are awesome.
I am there just about every night.
Very cool. So I guess that will do it. Another huge big thanks to Co. And we will see you around next week.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And we're out.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hello, guys. This is Zeiss from Germany calling, so I gotta make the short. The right pronunciation of Mojang, like you say, is Mojang. So it's a short M-O and a Yang, like in Yin and Yang. Mojang, without an A, more an A-L. Oh, God, that's hard to say. Anyway, keep on doing what you're doing, and take care. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Kyle, and I'm calling to wish Brent Copeland a happy birthday 2 days from now. If you're wondering how I found out, one word, Facebook. Anyways, guys, great show, keep up the good work, and I can't wait for the next episode. Bye.
resources.
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 And resources.
Resources.
A 5-hour show.
5-hour show. Dun 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 dun. And a 5-hour show with Co.
Nice.
It's like Bill and Ted. Dude.
What's your say? Sweet. Dude.
Everybody ready?
Yep. You want me to do the sponsor?
Let's do this.
All right.
Can I get a drum roll from the chat room?
Drum roll.
Figurative.
Dead Workers Party Network. A day without the shaft is like a day without sunshine.